Hello, everyone. This is Sean, and you are listening to the Old Clap Lady podcast. We are continuing through November in honor of National Entrepreneur Month. And to top it off, I have my sister friend, the best sister friend in the world, Diane Moore. She's going to share with us about her business and drop nuggets of knowledge on us, the pros and the cons, and anything else she would like to add, because the time is hers. So I'm going to turn it over to Diane, and Diane, take it away.
Woo-hoo.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm excited that this is Entrepreneur Month, and it's a blessing. I just want to encourage everyone out there, if you have a desire to own your own business, I want to encourage everybody to do it. Follow your dreams, follow your heart, and make it happen. And I always say, start it as a side gig. And when that side gig is making the same amount of money, if not more, as your regular job, if you're afraid to just jump out there at first, then that's when you know it's time to get off that regular job, because your job keeps you at a limit, limits your income. Whereas when you have your own business, the sky's the limit. The cap has been taken off.
I'm sorry. So what got you starting your business?
I was actually working at a company, a tech company, was laid off. I was doing a lot of consulting work, and my son said to me, why don't you start a cleaning company? And I said, I don't like to clean. He said, it's a $1 billion industry at that time. Mm-hmm. At that time, it was a $1 billion industry. And the rest is history. Here we are today. Mm-hmm. We are a commercial cleaning company. We've worked on city contracts. We've worked on government contracts. And on a weekly basis, we clean over 250,000 square feet of space. And I have 18 employees.
Now, is it, I'm sorry, you said commercial?
Okay. Yes, commercial cleaning. We do not do residential. Because residential is limited. Okay. And the reason I'm saying that is because at any given time, your clients can say to you, oh, I don't need you to clean today. Matter of fact, I'm cutting corners. You don't have to come back this month. And then you're again, you're limited. However, if you have a commercial contract, that contract is for a certain length of time, whether it's for a year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, you have that contract for that length of time. And if you perform well, you have a nice rapport with your clients, you know, you give them that extra customer service, they're more than likely they're going to keep you, you know?
Yeah.
And there's just so many things. It's a blessing, because my time is my time.
Right.
I don't have to clock in to nobody. I don't have to tell somebody I don't want to work today until 12 o'clock. I don't want to come in tomorrow. You know, your time is you. And now I can honestly see life balance. Mm. You know, because I'm controlling my own time and my life at the same time, my personal life and business life.
So when you said that, when your friend mentioned to you about the cleaning business, you said you don't like to clean. And a lot of right. times people say, if you're going to open your own business, do something that you like to do. So what was that aspect that drew you into it?
Well, to be honest, it was money. It was the $1 billion. I just wanted 1% of it.
Right. Okay.
But I can honestly say now I love it.
Really?
And why? I honestly love it. And right. even now with COVID-19 going on, it is so critical that the cleaning aspect is not cut in jobs. Because,
right. True.
Because now companies are realizing the importance of keeping their environment clean. Whereas before, the cleaning company or the cleaning staff was looked upon as less than. And now that's a critical area that is very important. It was always important. It should right. be the top of the list. And now companies really should see that to keep their employees safe, you need a cleaning company that knows what they're doing. We have trained out, and because I come from an IT background, I require our cleaners to be trained. They have a training process that they have to go through. They have to understand the difference between cleaning and disinfecting. There's so many aspects to this industry that you don't even realize, that most people don't realize if you're not in the industry. There's so many different aspects of it. And I honestly love what I do. I honestly love the fact that I can provide jobs for people.
That's wonderful. I mean, and you also have a master's of business.
Yes, I do. I have a master's in business.
Right.
And that definitely, say that again. I said that definitely helps.
Right.
But you don't necessarily have to have that.
Right.
But it definitely helps.
Right.
And in a business, even with the master's degree in business, I've made some errors. So I don't want people to feel like, oh, I don't have a degree. I don't have college. I don't have high school. I can't do this. Yes, you can.
Right. That is true.
And some people are afraid just to take that leap of faith. And trust me, you take that leap of faith, you're going to land on your feet. And guess what? If you don't, get up, brush off, and start over again.
That is true.
You know how many times Warren Buffett has tried something and failed in his younger years?
Oh, really?
You know, so there's so many people that have failed at something and then they tried it again. And they made it happen.
Yeah.
And it's in the grind. I would honestly be lying if I did not say our first 2 years, it was a grind. We didn't have dedicated staff. People would not show up and we didn't know it. There was times that I've left my house at 6 o'clock in the evening and did not get back in my house at 8 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
But that's the grind. And now I don't even have to, at this point, I rarely go out to help out, to assist. I'm mainly in the office driving, going after contracts.
And how long have you been in the business?
The business started in September of 2016.
Okay, wow.
And we've worked on major projects. But I do want to encourage people that are in any business that you enter into, there are key things that you really must consider. Number one, if you are a minority-owned business, get certified with your city or your state. Whatever city and state you're in, get certified. And the reason being is because there are some contracts that are set aside for minority, for women, specifically on a particular contract. That contractor has to have or meet that requirement on that contract. And they're looking for people who are certified by the city or by the state. So I would suggest anyone who interested, you know, who's looking to start a business, once you start it, get certified with your city and your state.
Certified in what?
As an MWBE, a minority business owner. And every state has it. And every city has MWBE certification. You can also get certified with the federal for federal contracts as well. And you'd be surprised, the city, the state, and the federal contract a lot of work out from soup to nuts, from professional services to janitorial services, from purchases, all types of purchases. from toilet paper to nuts and bolts to computers, even to training courses. So I'm encouraging anyone that's in the field, even photography, if you're a photographer, get certified, get your business license, get your federal ID number, so that way you can be legitimate and be able to, number one, deduct certain expenses off on your taxes that you have accumulated for the business. And always make sure you have insurance to cover. And I'm going to use myself as an example. When we first started, we, you know, did various projects that we worked on required us to have like $5 million in coverage. So we had the coverage, which was expensive, but that's the nature of the beast. You need to be covered for in the event that something happens, your insurance will cover you, hopefully. So we thought we were covered with this $5 million coverage. And I had someone to do an audit of our insurance. And even though we had this $5 million coverage, there was a whole slew, a list of things that we were not covered for. So I had to immediately run out and get another carrier and get covered. And thank God nothing happened. But had it happened, I would not have been covered paying this $5 million coverage every month. So I would like to encourage everybody, when you get insurance for your business, make sure the insurance you have covers exactly what you're doing in your business. If you're consulting, make sure your consulting insurance has the correct coverage for what you're giving consultations for. And the other thing that's important, and these are things that I think that are major important in starting the business, accountant. I'm going to use myself as well, and it's funny, but I had to change accountants now. I have a new accountant. But knowing the business, you don't want to spend all this money. So, of course, you think you can wear all of these hats, you know. You know how to do all these different jobs, but a master of none. So I thought I would be able to be one of the staff, be the admin, be the bookkeeper, be the payroll person, all of this. So of course, you know, things weren't getting posted because I was trying to save money because I thought the accounting expense was high. Let me encourage everyone. Invest in a good accountant. That accountant should be in partnership with you in your business to take your business to the next level. So the issues that we had in that area, it wasn't just the accountant, but it was also my fault as well. So we had to get another accountant. And it was a nightmare getting 2019 together and in order. I cried. It was horrible. And we did not finish balancing 2019 until October 14th, a day before taxes were due. And I said that would not happen again. So I want to encourage everyone to please invest in a good accountant. And to look over your books and know the numbers, know how to look at your numbers. And the SBA, the Small Business Administration, is located in every state. They have free classes.
Did you say free?
I said free. They have free business classes, all types of classes for people who are interested in business, from marketing to social media, finances, even just starting the business. And they will help you to get started. Then there's another organization that's called SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. They are retired professionals in their given field who will assist you and help you for free. For free. So it's like having a consultant in the marketing. This person has spent years in the marketing industry, retired, and now they're giving back. So now you have that person expertise to help you for free.
Wow.
And these organizations, and I take advantage of every opportunity as far as helping, assisting, because these things can cost a lot of money if you were to seek them out on your own, when the small business services is available to everyone in every state. So if you ever need those services, they're there to help you. They are honestly there to help you. And I'm excited because I know that I'm leaving I have a legacy for my family.
Yeah, that's a blessing.
You know, it's a legacy. It's just a blessing.
It is a blessing.
It's a blessing. And you look at these major companies, it started out with an idea.
Right.
Look at the Fords. It started out as an idea. You know, all of these major companies started out as an idea with maybe one or two people or a group of people. And look at where they are now.
So then what do you say to a person who says, well, I would like to do business XYZ, but I don't have a lot of startup money? What can they do?
Okay, there's a lot of, number one, there are fundings out there. And like I said, the SBA also assists with business loans.
Okay.
The SBA, the Small Business Administration, is like a one-shop stop for business owners, for entrepreneurs.
Mm.
And what I can say for people who are interested in starting their own business, work on your own personal credit too. Don't let that be a barrier, but work on it. Because until your business is able to carry itself, your business credit is your credit. Until your business is able to sustain itself. At this point, my business can sustain itself. But when your business first starts, you take out a loan, it's you taking out the loan, not the business taking out a loan.
Right. Okay.
But the SBA has all the classes that a person could possibly need to assist them.
Okay. I mean, are there any other caveats or anything that you can tell someone who's just starting out? I know it's important to get an accountant and to get an insurance, but other than, like, what is it? Could you say something else as far as what else does a person need to look out for, even when they're starting to take those baby steps to start their own business?
Depending upon the business, the key is, I think this is important too. Know what you're worth.
Yeah.
Know what you're worth. And know that there's going to be some people that's not going to want to pay the price. And be okay with it and walk away from the table. And there are going to be some people that see your value and they're willing to pay the price. And I'm going to give an example.
Mm-hmm.
In the state where I live at, they last year they went up on the minimum wage. So that was 2018 going into 2019. So 2018, towards the end of the year, I had already started paying my staff above the minimum wage. Because my attitude is pay your people good and they'll stay with you.
That is true.
So, but in that process, I had to wait because I wanted to go up on my clients. Two separate clients. One client, I had to go up on their price $50. another client, I had to go up on their fee, $900 and something. It was almost $1,000. I had to go up on their monthly fee. And the $1,000 client is my largest, was my largest client. I have a client now that's larger than them. That's why I said was, and I still have that client. So I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know if it, you know, you go through all of these emotions and plan it out in your head, how they're going to receive this. I'm going up $1,000. And so I thought the person with 50, oh, okay. Oh, they said, we can't afford the service, $50. So you know what I said? I said, okay, thank you. I said, at the end of the month will be our last time servicing, you know, this location. Thank you so very much for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to doing business with you in the future. No love lost, anything like that. It's about business and it's not personal.
Right.
And then the person with the thousands, the company that the thousand, they said, oh, I understand, Diane. Because we had to go up on our prices too. Okay. And she said, just send over the paperwork. We'll sign it. We'll sign it. So all of that emotions that I was feeling was wasted. Because when you provide a service for your customers, they'll go, they know that you're doing a good job. They know that you have their best interest in heart and in mind. And let your clients also know that you're in partnership with them. And whatever it is, you're in partnership with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, to accomplish the end goal of whatever it is. So, and I think that a person who's really have a desire to go into their business, I would just say, go for it. Like I said, start it off like a hobby. Do your research, just start it. Because if you sit on the sideline, you'll never get started. You'll just jump in the water and start it. You'll never jump rope until you jump in the rope. You know how we used to play double dutch? I don't know if everyone on the podcast know double dutch, but it's two ropes swing together. And the person has to jump in the rope and then start jumping. And you have to get in the rope at the time the two ropes are in sync and going down. You have to just jump in and start jumping. And you'd be surprised how clients will come to you. If somebody had to say, what do you do to get, as a matter of fact, someone asked me this question, what do you do to get clients? I have no idea how I get clients. No idea, but clients come to me. I know I fill out contracts, I fill out bids, some bids I've won, but how I got in the door to bid on that project, I have no idea. So I think once you get started, the universe makes room for you once you get started. But as long as you sit on the sideline, there's no reason for the universe. There's no reason for God to open up a door for you because you're not jumping in the water.
That is true. That is so true. I want to thank you for this opportunity to sit with us, or not even sit, but talk with us. I mean, because you have such a wealth of knowledge. And I would definitely like to continue this discussion somewhere down the road. We'll make room for you, you know, to discuss the entrepreneur aspect, because the way that things are right now with companies, everybody is cutting, and you want to be able to have your own. You want to be able to leave a legacy for your children. And I just really want to thank you so much for giving us your time. And as we're wrapping up, if you feel comfortable, do you feel comfortable sharing the name of your business?
And can
anyone would like to, you know, get a contract with you?
Sure. The name of the company is Clean Work Solutions, LLC.
Thank you. And what is your email address if anyone wants to contact?
Info at cleanworksolutions.com.
Intro, I-N-T-R-O?
Yes.
Intro at Clean Work Solutions.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Diane. Again, I appreciate you taking the time out to share your knowledge with us. And I just want to thank everyone who has taken the time out to listen to my podcast. And if you like what you hear, if you can share it with others, and even if you don't like what you hear, you can still share it. I'm okay with that too. And if anyone has any questions or comments, or if there are any topics that you would like to discuss, or you would like for me to discuss or address, you can send me an email at ohclaplady@outlook.com. That's O-H-C-L-A-P, L-A-D as in dog, Y, at outlook.com. And I also started a new email for the podcast, which is called ohclaplady@gmail.com. All right, everyone. I want everyone to have a blessed November, and I will talk to you all next time. Bye-bye.